listening to DJ Ian on the House of Prog and CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. You are listening to Wishbone Ash and their classic album from 1976. And the album was called, of course, New England. And the reason why it was called New England is because they all moved to New England to record their seventh album for tax evading purposes. So they said, yeah. And yeah, we did hear from George Benson and pretty well complete album from him, Space. You heard the new No Sooner Said Than Done, Octane, Skydive, Summertime, and starting it up. Hold on, I'm coming. So we went through a bit of a jazz phase. Now we're into our classic British rock. I've seen Wishbone Ash a number of times over the years. I've seen him. Well, the first time I saw him was in 1977 with this lineup, with Laurie Weisfield on guitar, Andy Powell. Ted Turner had left the band at that point, but I did meet Ted Turner later on at the Commodore, and when he was playing in the tour with Blue Oyster Cult, Nazareth, and Uriah Heep. Yeah, that was it. And then where else did we see them? I've seen them a couple of times with the Andy Powell lineup here in Vancouver at the Yale a couple of times, I think. I think I saw them on the rickshaw last time, but they were very tired. Not a lot of energy left in the old bones. Mother of Pearl, the track you heard, is first track off the album. It is, it didn't do as well as some of their earlier MCAA albums. According to this, it marked the Americanization of Wishbone Ash because they had relocated. It was recorded at Laurel Edge, Connecticut, and Criteria Sound Studios in Miami, and it was all on MCA and Atlantic. And this version, the Atlantic version, is very scratched. It only cost me $3, and so there's a couple of different tracks on it as styles go. Some amazing guitar work. I love the guitar work at Wishbone Ash in general. Yeah, so the album came out after this was Front Page News, and then Number the Brave, and then UC Red was in there. So it was a great time for the band, and the 70s was definitely their peak and of the popularity. And yeah, so a band that I am very much into, the Twin Guitar.